您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Hong Kong service staff are the third least hospitable to their customers in a survey of 41 places around the world, according to data from the Smiling Report, an annual evaluation of how warmly shoppers are greeted around the world. 调查显示，香港去年的服务业微笑指数在全球41个国家和地区当中排名倒数第三，而中国内地取得的进步最大。 So do smile index reflect service attitude? Do you think, you know, this, how much you smile, it means,how good you are in serving people.
I think there might be a correlation in between smiling and good service, because it seems to be a very small thing, but it's sort of the first thing that you encounter when you go to have a service. And I think if they can make sure that their service people are smiling all the time, then I would be surprised if the overall quality is not as good.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it's an annual evaluation of smiles, greetings, and add-on sales or upselling, basically, getting people to buy things that they didn't actually want to buy in the first place, right? And so it's from the Mystery Shopping Providers Association. And for those of you that don't know, mystery shopping is really cool. Like, if I could be a mystery shopper and get paid to do that, heck yeah, that'd be awesome. Basically, they pay you...to go to stores, restaurants, anywhere associated with the service industry and shop there. And you typically they may not pay you a salary, but they may, you know, reimburse you for any purchase you make there. And it's like, give me money to go evaluate this restaurant, of course. And so it's really interesting because this is the great thing about mystery shoppers is that the staff don't know that they're there. The staff may know that, you know, that their company is enrolled in a mystery shopper program or employs a mystery shopping, outsourced company, or perhaps they may even have like a period of time when a mystery shopper may be coming, but they have absolutely no way of knowing who is who. And of course they can guess probably. But the thing is here, it's one of the best ways to really figure out, you know, how good is the service? How attentive and friendly are the actual employees? And what I thought was interesting is if we look at it, the worst results were Slovenia, South Korea, Hong Kong, Macau, and Croatia. And, you know, I've been to South Korea, and I found the service there to actually be quite good. And so I really do have to wonder, you know, if you have to smile to have good service.
So you smiled a lot of the times, right? Because you said you received a lot of smiles. So.
In South Korea, no, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, but I'm saying the service was good. They were very attentive, very polite, especially, you know, the fact that we had two kids and everything like that. They were very accommodating.
But they weren't necessarily smiling,
yeah.
That's strange to me. I think what they're trying to measure here is the friendliness and attentiveness of these service providers, and that should come with a smile, I think.
But all they're really looking at is smiles, greetings, and add-on sales, right? And so what's to say that...You know, you can't have, what's to say that you can't have good service without a smile? I mean, do they necessarily go together?
Right. Someone can have a, you know, comparatively still face, but still be attentive, right? And bring you what you
want.
And
also, I mean, I kind of have to wonder, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, outward displays of emotion aren't necessarily the most East Asian of traits. And so I do have to wonder if, you know, smiling necessarily, especially in East Asia, is, you know, it goes along with good service.
Yeah. Well, it usually does when it's not included in the survey, and I'm just giving personal anecdotes again. From my trip to Japan and also to Taiwan, I think these are places that have...They're known for good service and also smiles. It's very obvious. I think it is a good factor to keep in this equation to judge.
I mean, you know, when we were in Seoul, And I've been to Taiwan as well, been to Taipei. And I think that both were actually quite high in terms of level of service. I think in Taipei, at least, in the shopping malls, did seem that they kind of went that extra mile. I mean, you know, the elevators had attendants, and they would, you know, say, hello, which floor? You know, getting off at the fifth floor, everyone for children's and women's clothes, get off now, thank you very much.
And a smile.
Honestly, I thought it was going a bit too far. Maybe that's just because, like, I'm just used to, you know, being the independent American and, like, just going places and, like, not being served, if that makes sense. That makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable.
But I actually think the U.S. is one of the places where you get the most, like, overboard service. Especially
like
in restaurants and sometimes in clothes shop when you're clothes shopping because you know when you enter a store it's like
China's worse than the US.
No, but don't you get a shop assistant who just comes at you and say, "Hi, morning, my name is Judy," and you know, tell me if there's anything
that
you
happens,
need. Don't forget to mention to the counter that I'm Judy or you know, Judy helped you with this.
I get that. I've gotten that more often here in China than
really?
I ever did back at home.
You're really lucky then
because
I've never gotten
China,
any of that
in China. It's really annoying because like I'm walking around a department store and I say, oh, that's a cool tie. And I go over and I look at the ties. I'm like, huh, I'm looking at them, you know, and then a shop attendant like just like beelines it straight towards me. And she's like, oh, try it on if you like, you know, this one's really good too. Oh, it's on sale. I'm like, no, I don't want the pitch. I'm just looking.
Probably the shop assistant thinks that you have the money to shop. So
how wrong
they,
she is.
So they're giving you that extra attention. Whereas I think I do agree with Xiaohua. In America, there has been numerous times when I've been asked by complete stranger service people asking, like, how has your day been?
Exactly.
It's like, you don't care what happened in my life today. It's just part of this service, maybe routine that needs to be gone through or something. But anyway, here we see that Hong Kong scored relatively badly, but still getting like 48% of the smiles, you know, recognized. And okay, it's not doing as well in this ranking, but it's still, I think Hong Kong service is pretty good. It's just they don't do it in this overly friendly way, as anybody who's been to Hong Kong will probably get the sense that the society is so efficient that people are just trying to get the basics done and that's it.
I also have to wonder if the mainland if any cities on the mainland were evaluated as part of this survey as well, because I'd be really interested to see how places like Beijing and Shanghai do.
Yeah.
My sense is that they'll probably be lower than Hong Kong.
Yeah, they did. They did say that mainland improved greatly from 58% to 86%.
Really?
Which I didn't quite believe. Cause,
but again, the mainland is just so big. Like, where,
right,
I mean,
they didn't say which city.
You got to look at cities. You got to look at types, you know, or price range of the stores and things like that. I think.
But also, I think I'm not surprised to see China, the mainland, being very, making great progress because we kind of started at a particularly low point. So I think for us to make great leaps, then yeah, it makes sense, but still the overall is not comparable to some of the high scorers on the ranking.
Yeah, that's true. And Vivian here says, smiling is fine as long as it's sincere and not for the sake of just being polite. Attitude is the most important. Are they satisfied their job and are they having a happy time, a good time serving people?
Well exactly. Like, so when people are yelling at you all the time, Huang Guanglian, you know, try it on if you want to try it on. Welcome to the store. You know, it's just like, okay, yeah, you're kind of being nice, but it's just more annoying than anything else.
I think you guys are being too picky. I mean, if the person has actually made that effort to even
No, there are specific stores that I'm not going to mention here that the staff it seems like they have to say that like after a certain period of time, like every 10 minutes or something. And so they're doing whatever it is they have to do, like rote folding of clothes and stuff like that. They're not talking to anyone. They're just saying these phrases as loud as they can.
Yeah, I do agree with it. It has to be from the heart.